Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. So endeth my glee. Long ago, when the Major League Baseball players went on strike, 1981, there wasn't much to watch on TV, so I flipped around for the available channels and discovered tennis. What a sport. Which I probably don't have to tell you, but it was the days of John McEnroe and Bjorn Borg and a host of great Hall of Famers that played the game. When baseball came back, I still stayed tuned in to the likes of Sampras and Agassi. I actually worked as a volunteer at a pro tournament down in San Jose one year. Never really played the game as racquetball became my choice of courts. All this leads me to my point of contention this morning, as you might imagine. Let me start with a question. Who remembers being told that the COVID pandemic was over? Or am I crazy, or did our very own president say on 60 Minutes sometime back in September that the COVID-19 pandemic is over? Adding that, the so-called governor of the state, California, added his 2 cents worth and echoed the same sentiments. So why in the name of Penn tennis balls is Novak Djokovic being denied entry into the United States because he hasn't been vaccinated? Well, we have the world's number one ranked player sitting out on the BNP Paribas at Indian Wells as we speak, as well as the upcoming Miami Open. Not too far off, of course, is the U.S. Open. Novak was allowed to play in the Australian Open this year, and most likely we'll see him in the French coming up in May. Doesn't make a dang bit of sense, but only one man is standing in the way, and Ron DeSantis is trying to wake up that sleepy Joe guy to the concept that, of course, in his own words, the pandemic is over. And let's not forget that so far only 2 million illegals have crossed the border into the United States without any evidence of their being vaccinated. So much for that rant. Number one. Number two is as crisp as a $2 bill. Not to be outdone by Mr. Potter, a.k.a. It's a Wonderful Life villain, enter Joey again to the bailout of not one but two banks, maybe even more before the whole thing is over. The first one, as you know, was SVP or Silicon Valley Bank. It's been without a rudder, that's a risk manager, for over 9 months. How does that work? Well, and that's the proverbial stuff that started hitting the fan that nobody wanted to acknowledge. Why upset a bunch of nerdy millionaire venture dudes and dudettes, a bank that doesn't have but one individual on the board who knows anything about banking? Which might explain why they also blasted millions of dollars to Black Lives Matter. And people like Mark Cuban and companies like Roku and DoorDash, all huge supporters of Biden and company, sitting around knowing that if anything happens to their buddy, they're going to get bailed out. Nobody gets hurt. Right. Well, time to circle the wagons and be prepared for more shenanigans. Well, with that little bit of Irish, we'll just say Happy St. Patrick's Day again. This has been Mike Jones for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.